It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris
on the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Brand new segment here on Turnbuckle Trash, and we're calling this Chris on the Mat. This is the original trash head, the guy that came up with the term trash head, and he is none other than Chris Evans. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Everything going well?
Oh, it's going phantasmagorical, as they say. Now, Chris and I think, you know, we've always said this. You and I are related. Your mother is my cousin, but I'm more like your uncle, right?
Yes, that is true. I can remember all the times back in Perger. It was, you can do the wrestling, and we would have so much fun with He-Man and everything else, but wrestling was our passion, and it was a lot of fun going to our first match at USWA down in Memphis.
Yeah. It was a blast. That was the turtle match, wasn't it? Where the guy in the turtle outfit wrestled right in front of us.
Yes, I finally got to see one of the guy who actually did the turtle that was in the suit.
Uh-huh.
I finally figured out who that guy was. He was actually a referee as well for the USWA.
Oh, really?
So, yes, he was a referee.
You were about 8 or 9 years old when this happened.
I believe, yeah, about 9 years old when that happened, yes.
Big into the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles. And when guy got he was probably 10 feet in front of us. Christopher, you were freaking out, man. You were just freaking out.
Yeah, that's one of the best memories I've ever had going to a match. That's something I will always, always remember. I mean, that's one part that was the greatest thing. I loved it. It was perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
It was awesome. So let's talk a little bit about pro wrestling here. That's what we're going to do because you are a super fan. You're one of these guys that just has been watching wrestling all your life, and you know what's going on. And so what we're going to do is a little bit of talk about two subjects today. I thought we would talk a little bit about family, since you and I are family. Let's talk about Kurt Angle's family and his recent revelation that he is the biological father, but didn't know he was, of Jason Jordan. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I feel like I was watching an episode of Maury where they're going to have to come out where they're going to say, "You are the father." I really, really didn't like it because, to me, as soon as it was said, okay, there's a surprise, and I figured it was going to be Dixie Carter. I really was. I was hoping it was going to be Dixie. Instead, they do Jason Jordan, which makes no sense. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why do this to a 16-time world champion that you bring back? You make him a general manager, and now you're giving him this love triangle storyline, which makes no sense. I didn't like it because the guy's too old. The kid's too old for him to be his dad. No, come on. Everybody saw through it. It was hilarious on the internet and on Twitter. It was hilarious to watch. Because even all professional wrestlers were making fun of this segment. Everybody was. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
But did you see him trying to cry?
I saw him trying to cry, and there was a segment of someone on Facebook had posted what he was trying to think of to make himself cry. It didn't work. He tried to get an Oscar. It didn't work. To me, that was the I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what he's trying to do. And I cannot believe that Kurt would actually want to do the segment. I would, like I said, I was hoping Dixie would come down the aisle.
Uh-huh.
I really was. I wanted that. That would have made the ratings explode right there. If that woman was to have walked down, oh my gosh, they'd still be talking. They're still talking about it, but they're making jokes about it. And
yeah.
I just, no, mm-mm. I don't see it. I just can't see this.
Well, wouldn't it have been fun if they had said that he and Dixie had had a child together and it was somebody like Gable, you know, of America Alpha? That would have been kind of fun, too.
Oh, that would have been... Now, that would have been a better little, like a better storyline. I could see that. But Jason Jordan? Really? No. like I said... If you got Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles on Twitter making fun of it afterwards, come on. You've got to know that that was the biggest. You basically handed everyone a turd on a plate and said, here you go. Take it. We got your money. No. Please stop this. Please. It's just, it's hilarious. I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know how the ratings looked. But it just wasn't nothing for me.
Well, you know, the ratings for that Monday Night Raw episode were actually up.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Wrestling fans were wanting to know what the big secret was. I thought it was going to be something a little bit more controversial than him, you know, just having a child out of wedlock. I thought it was going to be, you know, that there was something else found that he had done in the past, you know, maybe he had robbed a store or, I mean, how is having a child going to ruin your career? You know,
Or he could have went back to trying to get Stephanie McMahon again, like he did back in the past. That would have been that would have rocked a little bit, but no, they decided to do this.
So they served a turd on the plate, huh?
Yeah, they served us a turd on the plate and they said, here you go. Take that, and if you don't like it, too bad. We've got your money.
Yeah, let's put a little ketchup on that turd, huh?
Yeah, well, they already did that after with the crimes episode.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was like watching Days of Our Lives and thinking, oh Lord, is this going to happen again? No, come on. I don't know. I just
do you think they're going to do a heel turn with Kurt, where he will become like a heel? That he's given Jason all of these opportunities, and the wrestlers will kind of turn on him, and he'll say, "Well, that's my son. I'm going to do it anyway."
I think it's going to happen. I think he'll get a real big push. He'll either become Intercontinental Champion within maybe a couple of months, or he'll be stuck in a Universal Title match soon. And I think if they do that, that will cause the controversy, and then Kurt won't be general manager anymore. He'll go back to wrestling.
And that's been one of the things that they've been talking about, the possibility of Kurt doing a couple more things in the ring. And he's in shape. You got to say that.
Oh, yeah. The man's ready to go. I'm hoping to see him back in the ring. I don't know who his match would be with or who we would want to see him in the ring with, but yeah, he's ready to go. We can already see that. He wants to go back into the ring.
Yeah.
And I hope he does. I want to see him in the ring.
It would be kind of fun to see what he could do now. And, you know, when he was still in TNA, before all of his drug abuse problems and alcohol abuse problems, he was still putting on great matches. Great matches.
When he was with TNA, he was putting on classic matches with AJ Styles, Sting, all kinds of wrestlers in TNA, and he still has it. And now with the new group of the WWE, I think he could get Nakamura if he was be on SmackDown. But there's a lot of wrestlers that I'd love to see him in the ring with. Because, I mean, he is a general in the ring, and he can still put on a good show. But like I said, the one match I would love to see is Lesnar and Kurt Angle one more time. Now, those two put on a show at WrestleMania, and they always have good matches. I'd love to see that one more time. But I doubt it because,
Well, that kind of brings up a subject here that I thought would be kind of fun. A lot of wrestling families that people think are family that really aren't. I think, you know, probably the one that everyone knows about, but it was still kind of a surprising, is Kane and The Undertaker are in no way related.
No, not related whatsoever.
But
none.
And they brought up the whole thing about, you know, The Undertaker starting the fire that scarred Kane's face and all that.
The biggest one would be the Dudley Boys. So the bigger one would be the, I mean, come on. Even Stevie Wonder could see something like that. Come on, please. I mean.
Yeah, you get you get all the Dudleys together. I mean, how many Dudleys were there, honestly?
There was Spike, Devon. There was only three Dudleys that I know of. Now, back in ECW, I think there was maybe one more, but I can't remember what his name was.
Big Dick Dudley.
Yep, that's it. I mean, but like I said, if you can't tell those weren't brothers, there's something wrong with you. Get your eyes adjusted because that ain't happening. Unless let's get some DNA tests going here. Let's see what happens, please.
Let's go down the list of all the Dudley family members. Of course, you have Bubba Ray, Devon, and Spike. Those are the ones everybody remembers. But there was also a sign guy Dudley, Big Dick Dudley that we talked about, Chubby Dudley, Dances with Dudley, Dudley Dudley, and, of course, one of the original Dudley brothers. I completely forgot about one of the original Dudley brothers was Snot Dudley.
And this here's our pride and joy, Snots.
Pretty name, Ed.
Yeah, we named him that because he's got this sinus condition.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, I remember him. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, he'd go around picking his nose all the time.
Snots.
Sign Dudley. Oh, my gosh.
Snot.
Snots.
Dudley.
Yes, ECW, they kind of tripping on acid when they were making up these names. I mean, it was, wow.
Yeah, Paul Lee, not, you know, he could come up with some names and come up with some stuff in his day.
Yep, that's true with oh, my gosh, Snot Dudley.
Snots.
Try to put that on a business card.
Snots.
Well, you come up with some good ones, my man. Great. Hey, you know, one other subject we want to talk about. You and I kind of disagree about this. On SmackDown Live, what's going on with the United States title in the program that's going on between Kevin Owens, the new face of America, and the phenomenal one, AJ Styles?
I will say this. It's playing hot potato with a title that makes no sense anymore, and I don't understand why they're doing it. You win the title at a pay-per-view, and then not even 2 days, and you're already giving the title up again? It doesn't make any sense. You know as well as I do, back in the day, if you didn't hold a title for a couple of months or a year, that title didn't mean nothing. And I did a research on one time that back in USWA, Jerry Lawler, he held the USWA title 39 times. But the problem is that he held that title more, like a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, not 2 days. It just doesn't make any sense to me why they're doing this. And a lot of people on the internet and a lot of people on Facebook, they don't like it because they figured that title doesn't have the glory like it used to back in the day. I know you and I disagree on that, but I just don't like it when they're bouncing titles back and forth.
Well, the reason I disagree with you on this one, my man, is because it's maybe giving a little bit more credence to the title between these two. Now, if it was switching, you know, maybe going from Chris Jericho or from Kevin Owens over to AJ Styles, and then two nights later, Zack Ryder comes in and win it, and then 2 days later, it's somebody else. I might agree with you, but I just look at it a little bit different because they're trying to set up a storyline. This is the third U.S. title change in just 19 days of what happened on SmackDown Live last night.
Yes, I was shocked the first time it happened, and then when it happened the second time, and now it happens this time. I'm okay, the next pay-per-view, are we going to switch it over again? I don't know. I have a big problem with the way they bounce titles in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not doing that with the Universal title right now. They're not doing that with the World title. Why are they doing it with the U.S.? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I just don't like it. I mean, but that's fine. If that's what they want to do with their company, if they want to lose ratings and lose fans, okay, go right ahead. You have the money to do it. Well, it's not mine.
Well, I think that the good twist about that last night was with Jericho returning. Chris Jericho returning, you know, with his list.
You just made the list!
And
I love
the list,
love
and
the
you
list.
Stupid idiot.
You stupid idiots!
I love the list. I'm starting to use that at work right now. I'm using that at work when I do with my job and say, okay, you just made the list.
You just made the list!
So I can't help it. It's
but you're not going to be calling them stupid idiots, are you?
Not right now.
No.
maybe in about another week or so.
Yeah, you can do
but
that.
Yeah, I was glad to see Chris Jericho come back, and it was good to have him back for SmackDown. And for the title match, it was an awesome match. I mean, I'll give him that. It was a very good match. Very good match. But I was, like I said, I'm not surprised that it happened again. That's why I put it on the Facebook page. I said I'm not going to even say one word. I just have to leave it at that because everybody knows how I feel.
Yes, we do. It's kind of like putting a turd on a plate again. So you know.
Okay, I've got a new phrase.
Yeah, man. You do. And it's a turd on a plate. And you're on the list. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a turd on a plate. You're on the list. Oh, I love professional wrestling with all my heart. I mean, it's fun to watch. Like I said, I'm a big critic of it. I can't help it, but I love to watch wrestling. It doesn't matter what it is, from ECW to WWE to WWF, TNA, and I'll tell you, a new one that I'm really starting to like is New Japan.
New Japan. I haven't watched a lot of that. It's good stuff, though. Well, Chris, this has been fun.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing this some more. We're going to be it's not going to be on every podcast, I don't think, unless we can come up with some subjects. And we're going to call it Chris on the Mat. Christopher Evans joins us on Turnbuckle Trash. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Okay, let's turn the page, okay? I'm tired of the WWE for a minute.
Let's turn the page.
That was a Bob Seger song, wasn't it?
It's called Turn the Page. Also, Bob Seger did it, and then Metallica did a very good version of it, too.
And I guess the wrestlers are always on the road, so maybe it could be part of their song. Dude, so it's not TNA anymore. It's Global Force. Tell me what you think about that and what's been going on a little bit. Tell me how you feel about the name change, the rebranding. Is it working?
I like it. They needed to do it a long time ago. I don't know if Global Force is the way to go because it's associated with Jarrett. And
is that a bad thing?
Well, when he made this big to-do about Global Force Wrestling, remember when he left and they made Global Force Wrestling? And then you heard nothing about it for almost a year.
But has this been a work for a long time? Jarrett was out, and he knew that something was going on, right? He knew. Because, I mean, he was one of the founders of TNA. He had to know that there was a lot of problems and that they would come crawling back, essentially, right? And I'll bet you he quit doing – he ain't stupid, man.
No.
He ain't stupid. And I'll bet you he pulled the plug on Global Force but kept – he copyrighted that name, and he kept it going – and was able to market that. And I'll bet you that's a smart move on his part. If you think about it from the business standpoint, not just the wrestling standpoint, I'll bet you he's getting a little kickback for that name and stuff.
Oh, you know he is.
So maybe that's what you got to think about it as, is from a business standpoint instead of a wrestling standpoint.
But I like the fact that that they rebranded. It was something they needed to do as soon as they took over Impact, as Anthem Sports took over. They needed to rebrand it as soon as they did it. And they waited a couple months, but you know what? There's been some really hard-hitting action, a little bit less PG and PG-13 than what is going on with the WWE. I like what's going on there as far as their storylines, their wrestlers. They're bringing in people like Chris Adonis, Chris Masters, some people know him by. They're bringing in a tag team called the Reno Scum. They were recently in Salt Lake, by the way, and just a
they
fun.
They were.
Yeah. And they were on
they
Global
were,
Force.
They were with they were here with
when at War?
Yeah, they were here with War.
Uh-huh.
That's neat.
So they're bringing in some wrestlers. They redid the LA LAX. You know, Latin American Exchange with Conan. They've got some new people there, including Homicide still with them. But they are the consummate bad guys, and they're doing a program right now with Alberto El Patron, which the writers had to really do some really quick rewrites about how that's going because of the – you heard about the situation with Alberto and Paige, didn't you?
Well, other than what tell me, I guess. So maybe I
okay. A few weeks ago at the Orlando, Florida airport, something happened, and I don't, because since I wasn't there, I don't want to speculate. But the police were involved, and there was allegations of domestic violence.
Oh, jeez.
Paige, for her part, said that she was the aggressor. What? But Global Force, because of these allegations and everything, they had to basically suspend Alberto El Patron for a short time. But he was their champion. So they've done this program where LAX has grabbed Alberto's brother and his father, and they've held him for ransom and trying to get Alberto to join their group. Brilliant. Brilliant. Hats off to him. Good program. I think it's going to be a really good storyline for them. But recently, I think sometime last week, the police department said no charges would be filed. However, Paige, who is still under contract with the WWE, could be facing some charges. Mm-hmm. Now, go back just a little bit. When Alberto beat Bobby Lashley for the Unified Championship, there was mm-hmm. a lady in the audience wearing a wrestling mask. A lucha mask, and it was Paige, because she didn't want to get in trouble with the people at the WWE for showing up to support her husband. It's just a strange situation.
That is a strange situation. You know, she had so much potential. The youngest WWE Women's Champion ever, you know, and she's gone and thrown it all away and acted like a freaking high school clown.
You could see that happening if you ever watched, and I know – you and I are not big fans of Total Divas, but the year mm-hmm. she was on there, she was a train wreck. Really? She was hooking up with various people, and you know, I'm not trying to preach my values on anybody by any means, but when you live that lifestyle, you got to be able to separate reality from non-reality. And I think she was having some difficulties with that. And then when she was injured, with the neck injury. That was added stress. And then she broke up with her boyfriend on Divas. Then she started dating Alberto, who was with a different company. I think it all added up. And there's been some pictures of her on the internet where she's lost a lot of weight. A lot of people are speculating she might have a eating disorder. If she does, I hope she gets help. I mean, she was a great talent in the ring. She's out injured right now. I don't know what's going to happen with her. I just don't know.
Well, my man, what's going on next? Anything?
Yeah, I wanted to get into we were talking a little bit earlier about the Lucha Underground promotion, and they're doing something that's really cool. Now, you're watching it on Netflix, so you're a season behind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. I am.
Well, this season, they're doing something called the Cueto Cup. It's a tournament that goes down to when they're getting ready for their Ultima Lucha 3, which is going to be having Rey Mysterio and Johnny Mundo, which is another strange story. We'll get into Johnny Mundo's story in just a little bit. But this Cueto Cup is, you know, just regular tournament action. And this is where I was going to talk about Marty the Moth. The Moth is in the ring, and Melissa Sanchez is the ring announcer. And Marty is being his really strange self, you know, kind of like he's not all there, giggling. And he has a yellow lunchbox in the ring with him, and he takes out a sandwich and starts eating it during the ring introductions. Now, the yellow lunchbox has Aztec Pride on it. And as Melissa Sanchez is staring at him because Marty has a thing for Melissa, all of a sudden Marty takes this sandwich and shoves it right into Melissa Sanchez's mouth. And the look that this woman gave him. So the day after seeing this, after it aired on the El Rey Network, and I am friends with Martin on Facebook, I sent him a message and told him how much I loved the segment and what he did with the lunchbox and with the sandwich. And I said, did Melissa know that you were going to do it? He said no, and that look was intense. So I told Marty I wanted one of the lunchboxes. He thinks he might try to market that, but he's got some new T-shirts coming out. Marty the Moth, a great performer on Lucha Underground. I just thought it was awesome. The match itself got really, really intense because it was Marty the Moth, and he was taking on Phoenix. Well, at the end, the sister Mariposa, that's Marty's sister in there, starts tearing at Phoenix's mask, and Marty takes out a fork and starts doing Abdullah the Butcher type stuff on this guy's forehead. Blood going everywhere, and the blood was starting to come out. Marty licked the fork with blood all over it.
Ooh.
And I said, "What the fork?" but a really good segment, Lucha Underground. You need to watch it. It is fun.
Yeah. Well, my man, there's been some strange things in the news lately too. Chris Jericho getting into it with fans, and Shane McMahon crashed on a helicopter. What in the world is this world coming to?
Some really strange things. John Morrison has been, he's the Lucha Underground champ. He's had a little Twitter feud with Vampiro because something that happened in AAA. Vampiro is involved with AAA also, and it involves Johnny's fiance, who is also in Lucha Underground, and they basically stripped her of the title. And Morrison got upset about it and called Vampiro all kinds of really nasty names. So there's been rumors that after season three, John Morrison, or Johnny Mundo, as he's called, will be going back to WWE. There's been a lot of internet rumors there.
Well, Johnny Mundo is in GLOW as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Johnny Mundo, Brodus Clay, A-Rai.
that's cool. I'm gonna have to try to see if I can find that, but I don't have Netflix, so I'll have trouble.
Well, like I said, it's pretty foul. So
yeah. So there's also been rumors that Rey Mysterio, after this season of Lucha Underground, will be joining Global Force. He was recently spotted in Nashville the day that Raw was in Nashville. So there's pictures of him with WWE stars and also with Dixie Carter, who was in Nashville at the time. But the really strange story is about Shane McMahon. You started talking about that one. So Shane McMahon was involved in a very serious, or it could have been more serious than it was, real-life incident that involved a helicopter crash. And there was a lot of footage that I actually put onto our Facebook page of the rescue helicopters coming to the rescue of Shane McMahon and the pilot of this particular helicopter who took it down. And I also have some audio of the press conference that was taking place. Now, the first cut I'm going to play is the helicopter pilot. The first cut is going to actually be the helicopter pilot himself talking about what happens. His name is Mario Redigan, I think is how he pronounced his name. This was at a press conference shortly after the helicopter went down in the waters of the Atlantic Ocean.
So I picked him up at the New York City Westside Heliport, and we flew along the South Shore over the ocean. And south of Republic Airport.
Just come a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, we heard some noise. It became very clear to me that I could no longer continue flying the helicopter, so I decided to do an auto-rotational landing on the water.
Okay.
Boy, that's scary stuff, man.
That is scary stuff, real-life stuff. And Shane also talked about his perspective of what happened in the crash.
Well, it's very unsettling, you know, when all of a sudden you have, you know, something happen, you hear a bang, and then you start saying we're going to do an emergency landing in the water. So, yes, it was very unnerving. But again, Mario was super calm, which made me super calm, and we landed perfectly.
Wow.
Now, Zane, there was a real funny incident that occurred. At least it made me laugh because there was a reporter for the ABC affiliate in New York City that obviously didn't know anything about wrestling. And if you listen real closely, you'll see why I say that.
Are you Vince McMahon's son?
I am.
Oh, okay. They just asked me to ask that.
She didn't know who Shane McMahon was. Are you Vince McMahon's son? Yes, I am.
We're just coming in for an emergency landing, and I was like, okay. And he says, here in the water. I said, all right. He deployed the pontoons. Everything happened so quickly, you don't have much time to react. But the pilot was, Mario was fantastic. I mean, when he landed, it was like landing on the ground. He did an amazing job.
And then you saw the lifeguards paddling out to help.
Lifeguards were all there, so big kudos to those guys. It was, everybody chipped in. It was great.
Hey, dude, rumor on the street is Jack Swagger's going to GFW as well.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. I've always liked
Jack.
Dude,
I love Jack Swagger.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I saw that the other day, and I don't know if that's but him and Dutch Mandel, you know, I guess is involved, and he's really pushing for him to get his butt over there.
I think that would be a good fit, and I think Jack is a better heel than he would ever be as a face.
Dude, I loved his when he was the champion of SmackDown,
uh-huh.
And he would come out and do his All American, American.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Stuff. So, dude, what else is going on? Anything else?
Just a couple of other quick notes. Davey Richards, who is in Global Force, one of the American Wolves, reportedly is getting ready to retire. He says he wants to become a doctor, and the wrestling is getting in way of that, so he's going to be going to medical school. But a great performer, not only in the Global Force, but also when he was with ROH. There might be another superstar shakeup after SummerSlam. That's the what's going on the internet. That would be kind of interesting to see if something like that will happen. And I know you're a big Shawn Michaels fan. Coming out today when we're recording this at Walmart and I think at video stores, Shawn Michaels has a new movie coming out on Blu-ray 8 and also in the DVD format. It co-stars none other than Willie Nelson. It's called Pure Country Pure Heart. I've seen the trailer. It doesn't look bad. It looks like it'd be pretty good.
Well, Shawn Michaels is pretty. He's a pretty good guy. I mean, you know, he's a born again Christian, and he that was one of the things. I mean, he didn't like the. I guess after he converted, he didn't like the crotch smack with DX and stuff like that, and he was a little disappointed in some of the vulgarity in the past and stuff, but. Yeah. Anyways, good for him.
Then you asked me about this one a couple of pods ago, and I found out some information. ESPN Films has made it official. Mm-hmm. The Ric Flair 30 for 30 film will premiere on Tuesday, November the 7th. The film is called Nature Boy. It will feature interviews with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Triple H, Hulk Hogan, Baby Doll, Tully Blanchard, The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and the Road Warrior Animal.
So cool.
That's coming up November the 7th. I'm going to make sure I watch that one.
A little bit of breaking news here on Turnbuckle Trash. Reported by PW Mania as of today. Sting, I guess he had a video on his Facebook Live today, and he said that I can still wrestle. I can still wrestle. I'm just not going to. And he said... he was asked if he would be open to an on-air role with WWE, and he said, yeah, I might consider something like that. He said, it's good to see Kurt Angle back, by the way.
Yeah, well, that is cool. He's doing a good
job. Why didn't he not wrestle again? Come on.
Hey, they're setting it up. They're setting it up with this thing with Jason Jordan, because Jason Jordan was on Miz TV on Monday Night Raw. On Miz TV, and then Jason Jordan, because The Miz was doing what The Miz does best, and he was agitating Jason, talking about his dad, Kurt, and Jason attacked The Miz and The Miztourage, and they're setting something up down the road where Kurt will be in the ring one more time, at least one more time. Guaranteed.
Kurt, I'd like to see back in the ring, but I'd like to see Sting back in the ring more.
Me too. Me too.
My man, what a great show. I think maybe we were lacking a little pizzazz on this show, but still a great show.
Great. A lot of information this time, too.
Yeah, a lot of, like, what a serious tone this show had.
As serious as we get.
Yeah, serious as a heart attack.
Yeah, with you singing with Lionel Richie, you know, trying to talk Southern, and works for me.
Well, any other good news or any other bad news? A
couple of quick things. John Cena has just began filming a role in a new movie. It's going to be mainstream. It's a sequel to the Transformers. It's called Bumblebee. And it just started filming this week, so that's kind of interesting. We touched on Chris Jericho getting into an altercation with a fan in New York City. It wasn't a wrestling event. It was a music event. It was kind of a tribute to Jericho's friend, David Z, who was killed in a bus accident. Something happened at the autograph session between Jericho and a fan. The Bleacher Report says Jericho eventually just walked away. There's some more news about the broken Matt Hardy gimmick. The people from Anthem and Global Force have been saying that they're done negotiating, but yesterday Matt Hardy tweeted out that at WWE Universe, it's happening, broken, and then some hashtags that I couldn't make sense out of. So, and one more thing. Our friend, the MK Bandit.
One more thing.
MK Bandit posted on Facebook that the legendary Terry Funk was stepping back into the ring. September the 22nd, Spartanburg, South Carolina, for the big-time wrestling promotion, Funk will team with the Rock and Roll Express, taking on Jerry the King Lawler, Brian Christopher, and Doug Gilbert.
He's so old.
But, oh man, some of that stuff he did with Mick Foley... so incredible.
It doesn't get much more classic than Terry Funk, man.
The Funkster. Now, you remember when we went to go see Mick Foley in his comedy routine, he talked about Terry Funk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. When the Undertaker choke-slammed him out of his shoes.
Yeah, and then Terry Funk was looking for Mick's shoes and everything. And
he was looking. Well, it was because remember Mick was knocked out cold and Terry Funk was trying to stall.
Yeah.
He says, is he dead?
Yeah, Terry Funk, man, I tell you what, he's had a great career. I wonder why he hasn't been honored by the WWE as yet. Has he been?
I don't know. Is he in the Hall of Fame? Or
he should be if he's not. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So it has been a fun show, man.
Well, thanks, Dave. It's sure good to talk to you.
Actually, we had something work tonight.
Yes, we did. We're getting tech savvy.
Yeah, we tried it last week, and my end wasn't working properly, and finally figured out what was going on there. And so just glad to be back with you, man. That's awesome.
Well, now it's time to say goodbye.
Toodaloo.
Yeah.
Are you channeling somebody again, the Mickey Mouse Club or something?
I don't know, dude. I'm just in a weird mood tonight, I guess.
You know, my radio show, I used to do the thing, I'd say, M-I-C, and I'd say, see you real soon, K-E-Y. Why? Because we get paid a lot of money to do this junk for you, M-O-N-E-Y. I thought it was funny anyways.
It is funny, dude. This is the best.
It's a lot of fun. Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Dave.
Anything else you want to add in?
No, let's go to a live event soon, dude. Hey, real quick before we go. Hey, thanks to Steve Slick, UCW.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a link to our podcast on the UCW website the other day. That sure was nice of him.
Very, very nice of him. Very, very
I sure
nice.
Like those guys up there. You know, great talent, great local promotion. We need to go see him again.
It would be awesome. We'll try to figure out a time before the weather starts hitting really bad.
Cool. Yeah. Well, thanks, my man. I hope you have a great night.
Yeah, thank you very much.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
We're once, twice, three times a gold dust lover.
Okay. Where did that come from?
Basically, handed everyone a turd on a plate and said, here you go.
I'm using that at work when I do with my job and said, okay, you just made the list.
You just made the list!